Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Today on Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money, I'm joined by my special guest, Dr. Karen Seal Stewart, a retired business professor, real estate investor, and registered investment advisor. She's also a CFP, by the way. Karen, my dad is also a CFP, so I know exactly what went into all of that. They are grueling licensure exams, to be sure. Don't relive that those times. Not fun. Before the break, we were talking about why you and your husband, coming from middle class beginnings, you invested your way into becoming wealthy and millionaires, and yet you both reached the same conclusion that the way our tax code is structured simply isn't fair to working people. I've always struggled with the idea that a dollar earned from work is taxed more heavily than a dollar earned from invested wealth, right? Like, it's still a dollar. They're both dollars. They've both been earned, and yet we tax the one that comes from actual labor much differently than we tax other dollars. Why do you think that tax breaks are available for investors like you and not for working people?
Well, he who has the gold makes the rules. Mm. You know, that's it. Follow the money. You know, that's the thing. Once people get power and how about lobbying? There's lobbying. There's some bribery in some parts of the world, which I can't imagine, but that does exist. And all sorts of ways that you can convince people that if we have like trickle-down economics was such a farce, to say that giving people, for instance, you know, somebody who has what do you even do with $100 million or $1 billion or $100? I mean, it's just beyond comprehension to think that that money won't wind up in the Bahamas or in a yacht or in another island. That I'm going to have an archipelago after a while because I keep buying so many islands strung out there. I mean, it's just, it is pure greed, power. And sadly, I also taught women's studies. It seems to be a particular affliction of the males in our species. It's like a giant, you know, contest. So,
we'll leave the blank part of that contest unsaid, Karen, yes.
but the thing is, there's, you know, I got more than you do. You know, it's because it's, if your net worth rises by $50,000 a minute,
Karen, it seems to me that over the last 50 years, and we had a guest on Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money last week, who pointed out that over the last 50 years, what we've done is effectively legalize corruption by declaring that corporations are people and money is speech. And if money is speech, people with the most money get to scream while the rest of us are barely speaking in a whisper. And if you get to scream and yell and you can buy the most amount of speech, it means you can decide who wins elections. And if you can decide who wins elections, because money is speech, you get to tell those elected officials what kind of tax policy there should be. And if we've decided that money is speech and rich people get to yell at politicians and pick them and then tell them what sort of policies we want to have, then rich people are going to tell the politicians that the policies they want to see are the policies that keep them in the driver's seat, that keep them in power, that preserves their wealth. And it creates this unending cycle of corruption.
It's sort of like King Midas, turning everything into gold. And Thomas Piketty, the famous economist from France, kind of, as I recall, he had a comment that said, pretty soon with the folks who have the oligarchs of the world are going to own everything that can be owned. Mm. And Henry Ford was a wise guy way back, a wise person.
A jerk, but a smart businessman. Yes.
He was a wise guy. And he was a jerk. anti-Semitic outlook, sort of other things. Mm-hmm. However, he had the foresight to say, I cannot sell these vehicles if nobody has the money to buy them. Therefore, I'm going to overpay my workers so that they have the money to buy these Ford cars.
Yes.
So if folks get too greedy over time, there's nobody left to buy their stuff, and they've absorbed it all, they've eaten it all, et cetera. There's no place for people to live. We've got some of this going on right now. No place to live, hardly anything to eat, working for dirt wages, et cetera, cutting out the safety net,
yes.
Calling people who need help, welfare queens, et cetera. Okay, now what are you going to do? You've got it all the marbles, all the chips are in your side of the table, and you've killed your economy, and you've killed your consumers, and good for you. You own it now. I guess Monopoly, the game's over.
Yeah, nobody's there to buy it.
Well, and what is this going to do to our community, to our world?
Yes.
And to our country, and it's working on it right now.
We're coming up on time, Karen, so I wanted to ask you one last question. What did the Trump tax cut do for you and your wealthy peers?
Oh, I was just trying to make first of all, those of us who are in states where there has been a lot of appreciation and housing is very costly, our property taxes almost always exceed $10,000 a year, but now we can only deduct on state and local taxes, SALT, S-A-L-T, we can only deduct $10,000 a year. And it used to be that people could have a very expensive home and maybe deduct $35,000 because they have so much tax, but it's down to 10. That was the only bad thing I can think of. So let's think of large estate breaks. Large estate, you can leave a lot more money to your heirs. We lowered the top rate from 39 to 37%. The amount that you can get in long-term capital gains and qualified dividends is adjusted according to the CPI.
Just in summary, Karen, very briefly here, he made it easier for rich people to get even richer, did he not? Yeah. With the and that's what he proposes to do again. Who are you voting for president, Karen?
Oh, Kamala in a hot second.
We're gonna have to leave it there. That's my very special guest, Karen. Dr. Karen Seal Stewart, a registered investment advisor and a business professor. She's one of the Patriotic Millionaires. Thanks so much for spending some of your afternoon with us, Karen. I very much appreciate it. When we come back, I got Dom Salvia joining me for, in case you missed it, there are just a couple of things that happened this weekend. We'll talk about it next here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.